Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Tonight, the lotto jackpot is the highest it's been in 4 years. But statistically, how likely are you to win? And is there anything we can do to up our chances? Well, I am joined now by Brendan Gildee, renowned maths teacher and author of maths book, Let's Stress More Success. Brendan, we want more success. How are we going to win the lotto? Are you going to be playing tonight?
Well, now, the answer to that is yes. I'm a big fan on the rollovers. And you know, the classic thing people say, well, people who are doing the lotto, they don't understand mathematics. But some of the best value that you'll ever get will be this rollover, where for weeks now, people have been pumping in money and the prize is steadily going up. So now we're looking at, say, over 12 million. Now, there's 10 million combinations. So the chances of you landing the lottery is kind of remote.
Okay.
But I would say the worst thing I think that could happen to me than not winning the lottery is if I'd won the lottery and found that there were multiple winners. So here am I with my 10 million to one shot, and then I find there's three other winners as well.
Oh, and so, you have to share that. Share. You're only,
yeah,
only going to get 4 million. Sure, it's hardly worth
That's right. It's hardly worth turning up for.
So the odds on winning the lotto at any time are 10 million to 1, because
just
there are
a shade over 10 million to 1.
So,
probably closer to 11.
Yeah, okay, right. So that sounds like it's a really, really terrible idea to do.
Well, it does, except the prize money now, roughly, you know, say on a technical side, once the amount, for Brendan anyway, once it gets over, say, 8 or 9 million, it starts to become serious value. So for instance, if you're someone who bets on the Grand National for fun and you never do the lottery, tonight's a good night to do the lottery.
Oh, no,
because
but
the prize money and the value.
Okay, this kind of stuff melts my head. But hold on a second.
Yep.
If you're encouraging more people to do the lotto tonight because you're saying, look, you have a better chance, or it's definitely a good one to do, is that like just not going to encourage way more people to enter and then dilute even the 10 million to one chance that you have?
No, well, it's still 10 million to one. But I think the thing about it is too, and this is the bit that I'd be interested in, to try and use what I call unique numbers. Now, if you pick birth dates,
we'll
get in line. So does half the country.
Everybody has different
birth
dates.
I don't mean to avoid the numbers from 1 to 31, but you must have a couple of higher numbers in there. Also, too, numbers like 7, 4 and 11 are terribly popular with people. And an interesting one, if you do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the chance of that coming up is 10 million to 1. But hundreds of people do that every week. That's a really bad lottery
So that means if 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 actually does come up, the chances are you're going to be splitting that with a whole bunch of people then.
And an awful lot of ways, yes. And it could be, according to me, it could be hundreds of ways, not two or three.
Wow. Okay, well, that would be interesting. Although
the same
Sinead
applies to 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Not as much.
Are people then just lazy? I mean, on the occasions I do the lotto, and I certainly don't do it every week. I would probably, like you, kind of be the one who'd say, look, it's a biggie, I might do it tonight.
Yeah.
I have never used anything other than Quick Pick, because I kind of feel, what's the point? I mean, look, these are randomly generated. So unless you actually believe that there's some great overseer kind of plucking out your birthday, it doesn't seem likely, Brendan. Does it make a difference if you go?
No,
I'd
be a big fan of the Quick Pick.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't put people off picking their own numbers. The only thing is to realise that your own numbers might make you slightly prejudiced. And especially if you're doing the birthdays, where you're now increasing your chances of sharing with winners. Whereas if you put in a couple of numbers in the high 30s or 40s, then you have a more unique chance of winning.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay.
You
because if you've birthdays, the highest number you can kind of pick is 31.
Right.
And then the numbers after that kind of have less of a chance of being divided among. Why are birthdays, do you think, as a matter of interest, Brendan? Is it just that, like, it's a superstitious thing, or it's kind of a luck attaching to yourself, or what? Is there any logic?
I think a lot of people like to pick certain numbers, and people have their own favourite numbers. That's why I said 7, 4 and 11. Almost as a policy, I would avoid those three numbers. 7 in particular, 7, people love 7. So if you ask people to pick their favourite numbers, And I'd often say to someone, what are your favourite numbers? 7, 4 and 11 will feature in a lot of cases.
Do people think they're lucky?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And then different people have different... My own personal, if I'm playing roulette, I love 13 and 31, which is a bit mad. But it's random, but that's just the sad way I do it, which is fine. But I mean, I think everybody, when we're gambling, you know, there is that side of it. You need a bit of luck, of course, to win it. But I think, like, you'll also hear people saying about the kind of, oh, you know, it's fixed, or it's my mum used to play it every week, but yeah, she was convinced it was fixed. But I'll just give you an interesting one. The New York Lottery, they draw out numbers every week. And most people are familiar with 9/11. Now, you couldn't make this up. I mean, I just fell across it by accident, making up a maths question. The year to the day after 9/11 in New York, the New York Lottery is three numbers drawn, and it was 9/11.
Right.
You couldn't make it up.
Okay.
You know, on the first anniversary to the day of the attack. So that kind of cosmic coincidence is there. And people believe in that stuff and they say, oh, you know.
I see. I just think that's nonsense because, I mean, like, there's absolutely, or maybe I'm wrong. Okay. So is there any more likelihood of 30 coming out than 20 coming out? Are there any patterns at all in terms of the lotto numbers?
People spend an awful lot of time on it. And in fairness, when you look at the results, when you just look at the results, each number should come up the same amount of times over a long period. And that's what's happening, you know. Now, sure, you might find that the number 2 appears slightly more often than the number 3. But that will even out over, say, a 10-year or 20-year period. That's the mathematical theory of it, you know. I'll tell you an interesting thing just for myself. I did it just coming on here.
Right.
Let's pretend Brendan was giving you a tip.
I hope you
for
do.
For winning the lottery.
That's
tonight.
My final question.
Well, okay. Then I'd say pick 3 odd numbers and pick 3 even numbers. Also, make sure 3 of the numbers are low, i.e. below, say, 23,
yeah,
and 3 are high. So I'm going to give you 6 numbers now. But don't do these, because in case other people did it, then you'd be on a multiple winner, and you wouldn't want that.
Okay.
But my numbers are 1, 12, 17, 24, 38, and 43. Now, mathematically, they're very well spread out. About 35% of the time, the lottery numbers, when they come out, will have 3 high numbers, 3 low numbers, 3 even numbers, and 3 odd numbers. So there, you're playing the maths if you do that.
Well, isn't that curious now? Let me call those out again. One, so people don't do them. Isn't that what you're saying, Brendan? Do not
do these
because these are your numbers.
If they came up, they'd be low.
You have to share them. 1, 12, 17, 24, 38, 43. Okay, 3 odd, 3 even, 3 low,
3
high.
3 small. Yep.
All right. Okay. Well, listen, you have heard it from the master. It's all down to the maths. That's all it is. And you know what? If I win the lotto tonight, I am supposed to be here in this chair tomorrow. My dilemma will be, what am I going to do?
You can send for me. If I don't win it, sure, I'd be available.
Exactly.
Okay, Sinead,
all right.
Cheers.
Brendan Gildy, author of Less Stress, More Success, has nailed it on the head there. It is a little bit of a game of chance.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.